little sister was born blind. Why would God give her eyes that don't work?
She may not be able to see, but if she can listen to Jesus' voice, then that's even better than sight. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. As always, I'm glad that you're listening, and as always, my name is Zach. In the Gospels, Jesus healed people who were physically blind, but the Bible says everyone is born spiritually blind. Ephesians 1:18 says this, "I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you." Our story today is called Leah's Eyes. Seth crept into the dark room. He switched on the lamp and waved his arms back and forth above the crib. Leah didn't notice him. She was blind. "Hi, baby," he whispered. She turned her tiny head toward the sound of his voice. He patted her hand through the bars. "What are you doing in here?" asked Mom, coming in from the hallway. "I'm trying to make Leah see me," Seth said. Mom spread a quilt on the floor. "I'm not sure she'll ever be able to see you, Seth, but she can hear your voice and feel your touch." Seth sighed. "Why did God give her eyes that don't work?" Mom lifted Leah out of the crib and laid her on the quilt beside Seth. "We don't always understand the ways of the Lord, but we know that he can use the bad things that happen to us for good." "Blind eyes aren't good," said Seth. "The Bible tells a story about a man born blind like Leah," said Mom. "People questioned Jesus about that man's eyes too." Leah gripped Seth's finger as Mom continued. "Jesus said the man was born blind so the world could see the great love and awesome power of God." Mom stroked Leah's cheek. "Then Jesus healed the man and he was no longer blind." "Is Jesus going to heal Leah?" asked Seth. "I pray for that every day," said Mom. "As we wait for his answer, we can pray that Leah will hear God's voice and that he will give her special eyes to see him with her heart." "I don't need eyes in my heart because my other eyes can see, right, Mom?" "Everyone needs heart eyes," said Mom. "We're all blind like Leah until we listen to God's voice and turn to Jesus." "My Sunday school teacher says the Bible is God's voice," said Seth. "She's right," said Mom. "God's word tells us why we need Jesus to save us from sin. When God opens our eyes to its truth, we can see his great love for us." Seth jumped up and bolted from the room. He returned with his Bible and plopped onto the quilt. "I think Leah will like the rainbow story." Leah turned her face toward Seth as he read God's word. So, how about you? Are you able to see with the eyes of your heart? Seeing with your heart eyes is more important than seeing with your physical eyes, because that's the only way to see God's great love for you. The Bible is God's word, and it tells us who God is and what he did to save us. As you read and listen to his word, trust God to open the eyes of your heart and help you to hear his voice. Our key verse is Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18.
"I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you."
And our key thought for this Sunday, listen to God's voice. Have you heard about Keys for Kids Radio? It's got all kinds of cool stuff like great music made just for you and interesting stories from adventures in Odyssey and down Gilead Lane. It's a whole radio station made just for you with contests and interviews and stories about kids like you. You won't want to miss it. So check out Keys for Kids Radio today at keysforkids.net. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.